I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. We can do it, people. Make it through this week. Get to a better week next week. How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm actually coming around. I had, obviously, Monday was bad. Not only personally for me with some things I had going on through the weekend, just a lot of busyness, but then obviously as a human, we all had a bad Monday. Yeah. American, whatever you want to.
Yep.
But yeah, today's a good day.
Yeah. I feel that.
Survivor's on tonight.
I know.
I have that to look forward to. I'm getting ahead of a long list of chores. Yesterday I got my car back on the road, which was great.
Forget what was wrong with your car.
You fixed the windshield
damn
wipers?
Windshield wipers. I swear.
Oh, yeah, that's
anybody
right.
With a 2016 Prius, they do not have windshield wipers for you. I had to order them from Toyota, but I tried three different places. They kept saying, these are the ones. I get them back and I put them, no, they're not the ones.
Yeah.
So then you got to go back and return the damn.
Right. It's a whole thing.
I'm like.
It's like, you know that there isn't
the
anything.
Toyota Prius.
They're everywhere.
It's got to be the most sold car in America.
It's got to be right up there, Vin. And the thing is, if you have a hard time, like when I have a hard time finding anything, when you order the new blades from Toyota, order like four sets.
You know what? Apple, I knew where I was, that I'd find myself where I did, I would have done that.
I think Bryn has a 2016. We'll have to.
Yeah. He doesn't drive as much as I do.
True.
And, you know, last winter, I wore my windshield wipers out. So I imagine most people wouldn't change them after 1 year.
Right.
But
you have a lot more maintenance to do on your cars.
Yeah. Yes. So yesterday I got the pickup waxed. That's what I was driving.
Oh.
I got to do
it waxed.
Well, once or twice a year. It lives outside by the beach.
Right.
So it's going to be a rusty bucket no matter what I do, but I'm trying to
preserve it as long as possible.
Yeah. So I did that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
You must be getting pretty seriously deep into this painting thing, though, because you are, every other day I get a text from you asking a question about paint.
We're picking. So we did some very, as we got the house, which if you don't know, we're going to be moving not far from where we live now, but
right. Just getting a little extra
as we
room.
Got the house, we sort of had to figure out with the little bit of money we were going to have left over, what should we do?
Right. What are our priorities before we move in?
The wood floor was a disaster.
Oh.
So that had to be refinished. So that was like done. Got to do it.
Got to do that.
And then, where's my bell?
Shame.
Carpeteria is
Carpeteria. Carpeteria.
Back to you, Vin.
Carpeteria is a big sponsor. They're one of the clients of it. And this guy, Vic, who works
what's Vic's last name? Bylon?
Yeah.
Works for
Carpeteria. He's the nicest man I think I've ever met.
Ever.
Ding,
and
ding,
that's for
shame.
Real.
No, I'm not kidding.
What's so
at
nice
all.
About him? Like, why is he the
nice,
nicest person?
He's professional. He's got one of those kind. He's got kind eyes.
Oh. Gentle.
Like a nice,
low key
manner.
Oh.
He just makes you like. I just liked him all right away.
Yeah. Oh,
but he came
what
out
a wonderful.
He's just a
thing
good,
to hear about yourself.
Good person.
Yeah.
And actually, Vinny, the other guys at Carpeteria, San Leandro, I think it is. Those guys are nice too. Like when I went to go meet them to endorse them, I'm like, let me go check them out. They were so freaking nice. And then Vic's even nicer. You're like, what is happening? Carpeteria, I would have come to you years ago.
They're like a cult over there. They only take nice people.
Yeah,
cults
they're great.
Of nice, and they're helpers.
Helpers.
So Vic came out and measured the whole house, but we have to decide what we can afford to change in the car. There's one room that
the carpet's trash.
Yeah, it's just a mess.
So you're refinishing the wood part.
That's already underway.
Okay, and then
what
you're replacing
did,
the
I don't know what they
carpet.
They got this wonderful walnut wood floor, and then they put some kind of dark finish on it, which walnut's already dark.
It's very dark.
And I'm sure right away, like, initially, it looked great.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, you have very dark floors. I'm sure you're like, wow, that looks great.
It looks great 20 minutes a week, right after it gets cleaned.
You never know with all the carpets on it.
Well, I got to keep the stuff off of it.
Right. 10 years of getting a beating or whatever it's right. been, the floor looked like hell. So we didn't want to have that. We just had them sand it off.
Mm.
Get all that stuff off there. And it looks killer.
Mm.
It's multicolored and supernatural.
So you just clear coat. They're going to clear coat
right.
it. And
it's already, they already did the first coat. We went over there last night and we opened the door.
Look in, don't
Dude,
stop.
Dude, so you just that met with
incredible.
Them on Friday.
Yeah, well, we haven't done the carpet yet. So the wood floor is being done.
Okay.
That's
They're
different.
Not doing the wood floor. That's
okay.
a different thing.
All right.
Carpeteria is doing the carpet. So Vic measured everything. But I think we're only going to do one room. And then we'll do the rest of it next year.
Yeah.
Mm. You know.
Thing,
pending bonuses
I
that I haven't yet performed right. well enough
Thank
to get.
Thank you for listening.
Right.
Keep being number one.
Keep
Vinny needs his floors
one.
Done.
The fate of his house rests with you,
Sarah
listeners.
Needs her backyard done.
You are not kidding.
Yuzette just needs to eat.
Well, listen, your husband sells a few more of those $180,000 Mercedes.
Oh,
they'll have roast beef on the table every night.
I drove by Autobahn this morning, and there was Johnny V sitting there smoking a cigarette on the hood of
he
a beautiful car.
He basically lives there now. It's
like,
crazy.
Wow, look at him.
Oh, my God. He loves it so much. It's crazy.
Anyway, so we're just in the middle of figuring all that out.
So you have a painter coming
the paint
in,
thing,
so you're,
yes,
you're picking paint colors.
So we did some paint ourselves, but as the missus was like, I'll do all that paint. I've told you this. She does that every time. I'll do that paint. I'm like
no,
that means,
I'll paint it?
Yeah, and okay. I'm like, no, that means I'll do that paint. I don't like when you do that every time.
Right.
No, you can watch the kid and all that. I'm like, and oh, can you help me in here?
Yeah.
So I'm like, no, we're hiring someone. That's coming out of the budget.
Right.
So we got a good guy.
And it's worth it. It's over
totally
fast. They do
it.
A pro job.
Absolutely.
They know what they're doing.
Every time it's a thing. Painting's a thing.
It is a thing.
Everybody who says, we'll do that real quick is crazy.
Real
yeah.
quick.
There is no real quick with painting.
No. Even just trying to tape over the line that the guy did before you, you're like, was this guy drunk?
Yeah.
Jesus. You know, that line up there at
I
the
do.
Ceiling that
they
nobody
know, right.
seems to get straight. It's I always know. Janky, and there's always three colors there because no one got the tape job right the last time.
Right.
Anyway,
well,
so
there's tricks to that.
Whatever they are,
the
nobody
painters,
knows
the
them.
The painters know them.
So the painter's going to come out and do that, and we were just picking the colors, and I needed your help with the satin
finish,
or
right.
semi-gloss or the eggshell.
Yeah.
So we got that going on, and... It's a lot, but it's
it
cool.
Is,
it's very exciting.
It is.
I don't want to sound like I'm bitching because I'm actually very happy. It's just sort of a lot on a list.
How is the yard? Have you been over there? Are you
the like, yard?
Do you hang out in the yard?
No. There's okay. hang out.
Yeah.
Didn't you just hear my dad? There was no, I didn't hang out 1 minute.
You don't just go
I got home last night.
You couldn't
night.
Walk in last night. You had the wood floors all, you know, with
no,
the
no,
first
no.
coat.
We were, so no, right. So we looked real quick and then went home. And I made a smoothie and watched one of my shows. And then, time to go to bed.
What'd you watch?
I watched this sports show called Pardon the Interruption.
Oh.
Yeah, you love that show.
It's these two angry old guys that argue about sports. It's great.
Really kind of takes you out of the worries of the
There's
world.
There's not a thing... involving real life there at all. Mm, they yeah. argue over nonsense.
Right. That's why I like those stupid housewife
right.
shows.
Tom Brady's the... Who cares about Tom Brady? Only New England.
Right.
But I can sit there and watch
sit
that
and
be like,
right.
whatever.
Zone out.
Go for it,
yeah.
guys.
Yeah.
Do your thing.
Mm-hmm. Pardon the interruption.
So what about you?
Well...
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, my life is, to the outside world, has got to be super boring. Like, yesterday, I cranked Tom Petty all day and built planters. That's what I did yesterday.
You did?
Yes. I stained some uprights. So that was fun. God, I ruined my favorite shirt I sleep in. Got stain all over it.
Why were you in that already?
It's just the t-shirt that was on the top, so I pulled it off. You know, you got to wear something that you don't mind. But then I realized afterward, I'm like, well, I think this is ruined. Like, I'll wash it, but I think it's ruined. It's like an oil-based, you know, like an outdoor stain. And then Richard and I built a bunch of planters that I needed, and that's that.
Have you ever asked Richard why he doesn't go by Dick?
No.
Huh.
Should I ask him that today?
Yeah, why no Dick?
Hey, Richard, why no Dick?
Yeah.
He might be listening right now. Richard, text me.
Hi, Richard.
Does anyone call you Dick?
I mean, it would be...
Not if they want to keep their life.
Yeah.
No, I actually think...
I've only seen him mad once or twice.
Nowadays, that would be the best way to go, don't you? Call me Dick.
No, I never
I actually
appreciated
don't think
that name.
Yeah, I feel
Rick,
bad for people.
Rich.
Sure.
No, that's
Richie.
The, you got
yeah,
it.
Richie.
You're missing the point. Isn't that so funny? Every time someone says Richard, you have to go... Call me Dick. That's great.
God, we are so juvenile.
You don't like that.
I'm surprised to hear it from you. I wonder if, you know, maybe you were misnamed. Like, maybe we should be calling you Dick.
Can we call you Dick?
Can we call you Dick?
My name is Vincent. It's short, you know, Vin, Vinny.
Vic. We'll call you Vic.
Yeah.
Vic.
Sure.
All right. No, I think that's...
If you were a Richard, you would definitely want to be Dick.
I think I would, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's funny. Was Dick not a euphemism for anything back in the day? Like, you know,
I don't know.
Van Dyke, Dick York, Dick Van Patten.
Yeah.
There were dicks. There were a lot more dicks around.
That's what I'm saying.
Back in the olden days. Yeah. Like these days, Richard doesn't automatically go to Dick.
Right. Mm. That's what I'm trying to say to you. You think I'm being juvenile, but really I think that... You know,
bring back Dick
bring
is what
back
you're saying.
Dick.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a solid name.
Ask him that for me, would you?
Okay, I will, Vinny, if I remember.
How could you not?
I don't know.
Text her, Vinny, so she remembers.
Yeah, text me so I remember.
Doing it now.
Yeah.
So, Dick started meaning the sexual member around... The very first time was around 1891, roughly.
Oh, yeah, see?
But it didn't like become as popular as it is in 2017, I think, until like the 60s, the 50s or the 60s.
So if you were born, I mean, you know, Dick Van Dyke was famous in the 50s and 60s, so he was Dick his whole life.
That was me.
Did you text her?
Yeah.
But there's
he'll be
no
thrilled to answer that,
they don't
I'm sure.
they don't know why Dick ended up meaning penis.
They're not sure why.
Yeah, they don't know when that happened and how that came about.
I wonder if there was like one particular Dick who was
just... How about Richard Nixon? Someone goes, there's a famous Nixon campaign button that says I like Dick.
Is that true? That's great. We need to get some of those buttons.
Well, didn't they call him Tricky Dicky?
Tricky Dicky.
There's a bunch of theories, but...
Oh, my goodness.
Look at Sarah rolling her eyes.
Or just,
you
like,
brought it up.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. Mentioning someone whose name is Richard is not the same as bringing it. The person who brought it up is you.
707
Tricky.
Says,
Tricky Vicky.
At the men's meeting, I have a friend named Richard. Every time he says, hi, I'm Richard, I'm an addict. Everybody in the room goes, hi, Dick.
Well, so much for that guy's anonymity.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good day.
Juveniles, like this is what
Speak
we find
amusing. Speak for yourself.
Amusing.
I'm fine.
Uh-huh.
I'm all right.
Bunch of 9-year-olds.
I know.
Okay, KLLC HD1.
We needed it, man.
I know. God, it's been horrible.
Don't be a downer, would ya?
All right. I'll ask him. I'm just going to start calling him Dick, and that's it.
Do that for me, please.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Thank you so much.
Sure. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy hump day. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.